It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock and a very good morning. My name is Jim Thorne and today is Friday. And you know what that means? That means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the program's made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, your partner on the road to wellness. Also presented by Pepsi. And thanks to Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. Well, today in studio, we have our good friend Frazier Riddell, who comes on the show periodically. He's the owner of Small Town Music in Canton, a terrific singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and producer. Good morning, Frazier.
Good morning, Jim. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Good to see you, man.
It's great to see you. It's great to be singing.
How's the summer going for you?
The summer's going super so far.
Staying busy, I know.
Yeah, cutting grass. It's growing like crazy.
That's true.
It's the only way I get exercise these days.
Are you performing anywhere lately? Or
a little bit. Last Friday night, I was at Two Rivers with Skylar Dixon, the young man that's been here with me before. Mm-hmm. But not a whole lot. Since I've been the choir director at my church, Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Canton, I spend a lot of time with that, and because we have services Saturday night and Sunday morning, and then another thing. So, not playing out live as much.
Okay, but still available.
Yes,
and I know your business doing well. Small Town Music.
Small Town Music is staying steady. And I shipped out something yesterday. I got an offer this morning, which I'll deal with when I get into the store. Lots of online sales. That's why I need exercise, because I do so much work at the computer.
Well, I thought you were cutting grass.
That's why the cutting grass is a good thing.
Yeah, it is. Hey, listen, Sunday is Father's Day. Any thoughts from Frazier on Father's Day?
Gosh, happy Father's Day. Yeah. You know, my dad has passed now, but maybe I'll go to the cemetery and say hey to him. I like to do that.
Good deal.
You know, when you believe in life beyond you, you still feel like you're having a conversation.
Right.
I just hope a good one for all the fathers.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny, you know, you contrast Father's Day and Mother's Day, and, you know, we are kind of hard on ourselves for Father's Day, and for Mother's Day, it should be. You know, I think the moms really deserve more accolades and applause than the guys do. But
I do, too.
Hey, listen, I was listening to an album on the way over here. I love your music. The CD that you did, Mississippi, it's got so many different types of styles on there. And I want to play a song from that album called This Song, recorded in 2006. You want to mention, talk about this a bit?
Well, that particular song was one that I didn't really spend a lot of time with structurally, musically. It's not real complicated. And sometimes that's a good thing. I remember when I put this project out, my brother, who taught me guitar many years ago, just taught me a few chords and got me going. That was by far his favorite song. And then years ago, some guys were in town in Canton and were doing a documentary on Katrina when all that stuff happened.
Yeah.
And we did a little, this is through Lusto at MGO in Canton, that they came down and we did some recording of songs and stuff. And in the documentary, they used that one mainly just a little instrumental, you know, without the lyrics. It's simple, but I tell you, sometimes simple is good.
It's great. I love it. So let's enjoy it. This is Frazier Riddell and This Song.
Why in the hell am I even singing when nothing's going to change because of what I say? Wait a minute. I might be wrong, and this melody might save a soul today. This song is about confusion. This song's about being free. This song is not a reason. This song is just this song. Comes the weekend's here, relax and have another beer, cause Monday's gonna be here soon enough. Then it's another pointless week, paying bills ain't tongue and cheek, working hard so we can buy more stuff. This song is about a rich man. The song is about his grave. The song is all he takes with him. Yeah, the song is just the song. But I'm on. Little dirge is through. I leave the hard part up to you. Making sense of this life from day to day. Find your loved ones, let them know. Even though it may not show, they mean more to you than you can say. This song is about communion. And this song's about family. Yeah, this song is this one soul searching. This song is the song.
All right, that's Frazier Riddell from the album Mississippi. Is that still available, Frazier, that album?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It can be found at cdbaby.com. And they are a lot of artists use CD Baby these days. And they do digital distribution, so you could you can find it at iTunes or Walmart. It's weird when you get into digital distribution; it ends up everywhere.
Yeah,
you know, you can do a search for Frazier Riddell, you know, daring that you actually know how to spell Frazier Riddell.
Spell it for us, please.
Oh, F R A Z I E R.
Yeah,
R I D D E L L. If you say it backwards, it's Razor Fladair.
Okay. Hey, listen, and a lot of people may not know who Frazier Riddell is. Just in a brief minute before we go to the break.
I thought everybody knew me.
Well, you know.
Dang.
Give us a little background, Frazier.
Frazier Riddell was born in Canton, Mississippi in 1961. Learned some piano on his grandfather's piano from his siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And then was going to school at Canton Academy, and they had a pretty good band program, and he started playing saxophone.
Mm-hmm.
And then his brother Robert taught him some guitar chords when he was 15. And at the age of 20 at Ole Miss, he got more serious about guitar on his own. I'm talking third person, aren't I? And also at Ole Miss, I had kind of a born-again experience, and it took me in a different direction, and I was involved in Campus Crusade. I got in front of people playing guitar and singing. And that really got me going with that. And that's what got me going with writing also. Mm-hmm. Went off to Nashville after college. Met my wife there. We got married. We ended up having a child and moved back because we wanted to raise kids here.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in 95. And small town music came about in 97 after working for a few people independently. And so that's been a long progress of business, trying to make it adapt for where we live and mm-hmm. make it work.
Yeah.
And,
we've done an excellent job. We're going to continue our conversation and more music with Frazier Riddell. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour. The program is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, your partner on the road to wellness. Also presented by Pepsi. Thanks to the Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. 15 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's 20 minutes after 8. Good morning. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour here on 103.9 WYAB. Our very special guest in studio, Frazier Riddell from Canton, Mississippi. You can find out more about him and his music at smalltownmusic.com. Frazier, we were talking about, well, first of all, I got to ask you this. You've written a lot of songs, a lot of different CDs and stuff. They're great. Yeah, you ever keep track of how many songs you've written?
I don't really keep track. I'd guess it's around 200.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as massive as some people, but I'm not a songwriter like a Nashville songwriter that sits down each morning and you know, it has to hit me.
Yeah.
So mine usually come in 2, 3, 4 at a time with some kind of morning inspiration, and then I work on them.
Did lyrics come first or music or sometimes either one?
It's either one.
Okay.
It's not always the same.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it comes with a thought, and sometimes they change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it, I have recrafted songs. Recently, a month and a half or two ago, my wife went to Connecticut to visit family, and I reshaped three songs quite a bit while she was gone. And the one we're going to play in a little bit, it's not really reshaped that much, but I added mandolin to it. And when I did that, I added mandolin to a couple of others. But, I mean, I've reshaped songs where I've actually, the refrain has changed. Mm-hmm. And the music structure has slightly changed. And in my early days of writing, I was stubborn in the sense that I would write something and I think this is it, because I poured it out and it was from the heart. I thought this is it. Mm-hmm. And if I'd have been thinking about how people perceive it, I think I wish at a younger age I might have taken the time to go, how can I make this better?
Mm-hmm.
So I do that more nowadays. So, but everything happens for a reason. So,
you know, an aspiring songwriter, maybe somebody that's got some stuff down inside, I'd like to get it out musically. What kind of advice or suggestions would you give them?
Well, it's keep it simple. I have a guitar student. She's 16, and it's been a long progression. This is a family from my church. It's been a long progression. And a couple weeks ago, she came in, and she had just been doing an exercise where I said, take these rhythms and add chords to it.
Mm-hmm.
And she came in, and she did it, and it was kind of exciting for me, because I'll sometimes sit and just play something, and people will go, what's that? And I'll go, yeah. It's just some chords.
Yeah.
But if you put chords and rhythm together, it'll sound like a song. Well, she did that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that sounds like a song. And then she came in the next week, and she had started just writing some stuff, thinking about a friend of hers and some stuff they had been doing. And I said, you could make a song out of that.
Mm.
You know, I said, because it's from the heart, it's personal, and all you need is a refrain that kind of ties your little couple of stories together in these verses. I don't know, you just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then
the more you do it,
do it and revise it.
Yeah,
but you might maybe just write it down. Writing it down physically is a good exercise.
Yeah, good. Fraser, you brought a CD for us to play, and what are we going to hear? What is this?
Well, the Talking About Love is a song that I wrote a couple years ago, and you know, I write a lot of stuff that is spiritual in nature,
right?
And so a lot of the things I write, I don't always feel like are appropriate, say, at a bar, and when I do a restaurant bar gig. And some is, though. I mean, it crosses over, because mm-hmm. we're all the same in one way,
mm-hmm.
no matter who we are and what we do. And this song, I think, is kind of one of those that ties things together in a way. And I was able to start doing this out live with Skylar Dixon, a young man that I do duets with these days. And it just worked, and it doesn't always happen that way, but I love it. It feels good when you do a song live, and consistently you get a response from people that it's good. So I did a full band arrangement of this, and
all right,
added a little mandolin to it.
Sounds good. Let's enjoy it. Fraser Riddell.
Say it like you mean it. Say it like you know what you're talking about. Say it like you've seen it. Even though the very things you see, sometimes you still doubt. Say it like you can prove it. Like anyone can prove such a thing as love. Say it like you can move it. Move the mountains or the stars above. If you're looking for medicine, I hear there is no cure. Some days you get placebo, some days you get the real thing, strong and pure. Talking about love. One man is drowning in his own sea.
one man is an island. And like Gilligan, the world won't let him be. I got no troubles. I'm doing all right, don't hand me no knife. Got no troubles. But on the other side of town, a man just lost his life. I ain't got no answers, but I do know what is true. You can try to prove Jesus, but take a very deep breath. Your face might be turning blue, unless you prove it with love. Talk about love. Talk about love.
That's Frazier Riddell, and that's an awesome sound, Frazier. Is that available, or will that be available in the near future?
Will be.
Will be. All right. Do you have a working title for the album?
Talking About Love.
Talking About Love. All right. Well, excellent. And I guess people will find out about all that on your website when it comes out? Or
Yes, smalltownmusic.com.
I love your website. I was visiting it yesterday, and I'm amazed at how many people actually access it. The number that's posted
That shows my, I'm so tech savvy that I get billions upon billions of people that visit the site, yeah.
Even probably some folks from out of this planet.
I think that people from, Mars. I think there is life on Mars.
Frazier Riddell, our very special guest in studio. I'm Jim Thorne. We're going to take a break for our business report and come back and enjoy some more music on the Blues and Arts Hour. The program is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's Good to Be Blue, also presented by Pepsi. I'm Jim Thorne. This is 103.9 WYAB. It's 26 minutes until 9. Good morning. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, your partner on the road to wellness, also presented by Pepsi, and thanks too, to Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. Of course, we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists, and our very special guest in studio, our friend Frazier Riddell from Canton, Mississippi. Frazier, you've been playing different venues for a long time. You've been performing, playing guitar, involved in the music business your entire life, just about. And somebody who says, I would like to do that. I'd like to get involved in music as a profession. What advice would you give them?
Well, number one, go for it and start young, and then just keep your eyes wide open and be realistic about what your long-range goals are, because if you're wanting to make a good living, like working for a company where you build a 401k and retire, if that is part of your long-range goal, it might not fit with trying to be an independent, independent within the music business. Although there's other avenues. If you go to Nashville and go to a music school where you study publishing or study other areas of the business, you might could get a job with a BMI or an ASCAP. Mm. And that would be totally different. So there are different ways to go. As an artist, as a writer, and a singer, it's so uncertain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's so uncertain. You just have to really think hard about it if it's what you want to do, and it might be something you want to do on the side as opposed to pursuing as a career.
And I think a lot of us, when we see, say, Frazier on the stage doing his songs, or a band, or you hear something on the radio, you think, oh, wow, you hear that, but you really, I don't look at the what has gone on behind that, and all the discipline and all the work and all the sweat. And I mean, that's a big, big price to pay to get to that point, isn't it?
It is. Remember, was it Mark Knopfler, Dire Straits?
Mm-hmm.
He had that song that was big on the MTV called, you know, Money for Nothing and Chicks for Free. And it was kind of a spoof on the music business being something that people sometimes will look at it and think, oh, that's easy. Mm. When actually it's just like any other business. It takes a lot of planning and hard work typically to actually get somewhere with it. And not it's not just easy.
Let's do another song. This is from your about-to-be-released CD or soon-to-be-released CD. Is that right?
Correct. Okay, just to show the groove change, this started out as... The thunder crashed. Okay, that's the way the groove started.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one I decided to make a little bit more bluegrass. And I pitched this to a friend of mine that's in a bass player in a bluegrass band called Hayseed Dixie. They're a really fun group. And when I sent it to him, I said, this is kind of a an ecumenical Christian Islam bluegrass
wow
song. And so there.
All right. Well, let's what's the name of this?
Love can't be lost once it's found.
All right. Again, this is Frazier Riddell.
The thunder crashed, but I did not hear a thing. Lightning flashed, but no visions did it bring. Mountains shook, but I did not feel a thing. Then the silence came, and my heart began to sing. 'Cause in the silence there was clarity, like time was standing still. Heard a voice call to me. No one was there, but it felt so real. Alas, love can be lost once it's found. Alas, love can be lost once it's found. So I sat on trying to make my way to my new home, but I lost my way. And for 40 years I roamed, marching left and right, climbing valleys high and low, tried to get away. But love would not let go. I saw a star shining in the sky. Let it guide my way. Once again a voice was calling me, and I heard it say,
Frazier Riddell, our special guest. And the name of that song again, Frazier?
Love Can't Be Lost Once It's Found.
And that album is hopefully going to be released soon.
I'm hoping within a few months I can get that going.
You know, you were alluding to this a moment ago, and that is, you know, when we're working or when somebody wants to be an aspiring musician and do this either on the side or even full time, it takes a lot of work, not just perfecting their craft, but also promoting themselves. And you do that very well, promote yourself, your business, and that sort of thing. What kind of thoughts would you give, or any practical advice would you give to somebody wanting to do that?
Well, number one, I'm happy that you view it that way, because I often feel like I'm not a good self-promoter.
You are.
Some other people that, that I've seen. Now, one thing about self-promotion that has changed in the last 20 years, and it's a double-edged sword, but now with online and with iTunes and with YouTube, anybody can get out there. But it does still come down to, you know, anybody can get out there, but there's still something to be said for money. Our system works on money. So you go to YouTube and search for anywhere, it's hard to do it without money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it's something that you face and you deal with how to promote yourself. I mean, for me, I just use what I have and put my time and effort into it, and just try not to I try to have realistic expectations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think it's easy to not to have those realistic expectations, and you know, there are a lot of people, some of the great musicians that I've seen that's been on this program in the past, they're excellent, they're as probably as good as anybody out there, and yet they're really just trying to make it week to week, you know.
Oh, definitely. I mean, that is very, very true. I mean, I know several people like that,
mm-hmm.
that just scrape to get by, and the amount of talent they have just blows me away. And that can be discouraging.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you just have to look at it and do your best to take it for what it is. And for me, a big part is to try and have faith and believe that God has a reason for everything.
Absolutely. Frazier Riddell, our special guest. We're going to take a break and come back for our final segment. And what do you want to do the next segment, Frazier?
I don't know.
We'll see. Okay. We'll check that out when we come back. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour here on 103.9 WYAB. And the program's made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's Good to Be Blue, also presented by Pepsi. It's 12 minutes until 9 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. Our special guest in studio, Frazier Riddell from Canton. You can find out more about him, his work, his store at smalltownmusic.com. Great website there. You'll enjoy visiting that. Frazier, you've got your guitar there, and I know there are some folks who would like to maybe play guitar, but they don't know where to start. You know, how would you direct them on getting a new guitar or starting lessons, or what would you say to them?
Well, you don't have to get an expensive guitar. Get a moderately priced beginner guitar until you really figure out what you're going to do. And I think that lessons do help. Now, I didn't have lessons, but I had a brother that showed me a few chords, mm-hmm. and a few notes. And that really is enough. When I teach these days, I tell people, really, with four or five chords, you can do a lot. So we don't need to move on to learning 100 chords until you know how to use four or five chords. And because with that, you can do so much. So just do it, because doing it's the only way you'll find out. And also, I'll tell people not to give up on a first try, especially if it's a younger person. If a parent has a child that wants to do it at 7, and at 7 they take it and they don't take to it, they could always try again 5 years later or 7 years later when their coordination is different, and they may take it then. Because I've experienced students like that. I've had some that started and then quit, and they came back to it years later. And at that point, they were able to take it up easier.
And an adult. What about an adult?
It's never too late. I have a woman taking lessons right now, and she is retired.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to learn You Are My Sunshine for her grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
And she's taken to it pretty well, and she is stubborn about it. and she's doing pretty good with it.
That's great. Frazier, you've got your guitar. Let's do a song. What are you going to hear?
Okay, this song, the beginning lyrics go back to when I first lived in Nashville in an apartment and on Belmont Boulevard, close to Belmont College. And I wrote a little poem one day as I watched the leaves fall from the trees and blow somewhere with the breeze. I see the way it's going to be. Anyways, that turned into a song, which I wrote probably 7 or 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And this is one that I totally adapted, and the refrain changed somewhat. The meaning didn't change, but the refrain changed and the feel of the song. So, should we go?
Let's do it.
Okay. As I watch the leaves fall from the trees, blow off somewhere with the breeze, I see the way it's gonna be. And as my youth it ebbs away, a child is born, and so I say that life and death, they are both for me. Would you break down and cry with me? Would you laugh and smile and joke with me? Would you lift me up upon a tree? As I watch a child at 2 years old laugh and smile before she's told that stove is hot, you open your hand, but she reaches out in innocence, and as the smile turns to a wince, she starts to cry. She's learning why faith is not a one-way street. There's a middle where we meet to find what's true in what we do. But what we do is so damn wrong, I won't sing it in this song. Ain't that a shame? We're to blame. Would you break down and cry? Would you laugh and smile and joke with me? Or would you lift me up upon a tree? So I seek God's trust again, asking her to let me in and fill my cup, not beat me up, that I might prophesy to you, helping us to make it through the here and now, as we're learning how. Would you break down and cry with me? Or would you laugh and smile and joke with me? Or would you lift me up upon a tree? Hey, would you break down and cry with me? Or would you laugh and smile and joke with me? Would you lift me up and set me free? Hey.
That's awesome. Frazier Riddell, live in studio on the Blues and Hearts Hour. And you know, Frazier, we've talked about this before. Your lyrical content has got some depth to it, and I really appreciate that. I know a lot of our listeners do too.
Well, thank you.
I mean, and that's, well, I mean, you know, you can make a like we did the opening song, you know, this song, and that's kind of whimsical, but then you've got a lot of good, deep lyrical songs.
Well, I hope, I think that I've been seeking God since I was 20. Mm-hmm. That's when I had my, you know, thank God for friends. You know, I had a friend that really brought me in and just my understanding of Christianity and of Jesus totally changed when I was 20. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of people, it happens at different times. But ever since then, it's been a journey. And I think that's what it is. It's not something that just happens. You know, faith is not a one-way street. And we should grow. You know, I always thought when I was younger, I said, one of these days I'm going to be older and people will not say that me believing in Jesus is silly. Well, that's not true. They still will believe that it's silly. But I can at least say to them, I said, well, whatever, you know. I'm 35 plus years in, and it's just whatever. If it's silly, it's silly, but it's what I believe.
That's great. Frazier Riddell, we've got about a minute to go. Small Town Music, doing great. What are your hours there, and how can people access you?
Fridays and Saturdays are our brick-and-mortar hours, and that's really the best time to come. I mean, sometimes I'm there during the week, but typically by appointment is best because I've gotten in the habit of closing the gate because some days it's like I'm backlogged with, mm-hmm. with inventory, and I just got to get that done. But 859-8596 or smalltownmusic.com, and that's Frazier, F-R-A-Z-I-E-R, at smalltownmusic.com. And Fridays 10 to 5, Saturdays 10 to 4.
And you're on West Peace Street by the railroad tracks.
436 West Peace Street in the old cotton gin by the railroad tracks in Canton.
Frazier, it's always good to visit with you.
Jim, you too.
Thanks so much for coming in.
All right.
Frazier Riddell on the Blues and Arts Hour. I'm Jim Thorne. And the program's made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also presented by Pepsi. And thanks too to Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. Until next week. Again, I'm Jim Thorne. Thanks for listening. God bless. Goodbye.